WWA. Steve, how are you?
Sound, I'm a buggy. I'm got one of those 4x4 utility vehicles, and I'm out of this little QIT on that UTV. How's it sound?
Noise in the background, but other than that, I can make you out.
Pull up, stop, shut it off. How's it sound now?
Sounds okay now. It's clear.
Good, 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 good. Well, that tells me I can operate it while I'm moving or, sitting still. Well, I'm putting out pesticide, not pesticides, but stuff to kill the crabgrass and the long blade grass and the weeds and the Queen Anne's lace and all that stuff today. Doesn't that sound like fun?
It's a lot of fun in about a month when you're complaining about putting fertilizer on your grass.
Fertilized yet. I'm hoping that just as soon as I can get all this stuff, all the bad stuff killed out a little bit, I'm going to go ahead and fertilize, and I might have a decent yard.
So look, I've been trying for years, and mine just won't cooperate. It doesn't get enough sunshine, and it just moss. I can't keep the moss out of it because it stays wet all the time.
Got that. Well, moss in that area up there, you know, it's a very nice, wet, and moist area. I guess moss would be prevalent.
Grass to grow, but if the moss ends up taking it over, it's just constantly fighting it.
Grass you're putting out?
I'm at Kentucky 31 is about the best grass you can get to grow. You can't get to Bermuda like down here.
It's too cold and it, Not enough direct sunlight. Bermuda needs direct sunlight pretty much 14 hours a day in the summertime.
What happened at my house?
Just think, there's other benefits to living where you are.
Just the yard just happens not to be one of them.
Whatever you get out there and build on your new place, you'll build up there on a nice high spot on a knoll and you'll be able to cultivate it and get to grow whatever you want to.
I guess something to look forward to when I retire, I guess. Right now, I don't know that I'd have time to take care of it.
Hey, something to look forward to. Well, listen, I'm going to go ahead and sign with you, bud. I got to get the rest of this stuff put out, and I got another 20 gallons of chemical to put out after I put this first run out. And if I don't have it done by the time Mama gets home, I'm going to be in the dog house.
Get to work, then. Because you're awful big to be in the dog house.
Down there in the man cave. Hey, you know what? Sometimes that may not be a bad thing. Wow. Hey, you know what's flying over? You know those military helicopters that have blades in the front and then blades in the back like a big troop carrier? Big Sikorsky? Man, there's one of those going over up here, and he just did a U-turn, a low-altitude U-turn. That thing's crazy.
For HKX. Well, I've seen them out a little bit here and there lately. I guess they're doing some testing maneuvers or something. But, Steve, you better get back to work, so I'll let you go. I'll say 7-3s now. KO4HKX, and I'll be on the side monitoring.
Hey, listen, he just came in from the north, and now he did a big circle, and he's headed west out towards you. You might see him here in a little bit. He's probably at about 1,500 feet. Wait a minute, there he goes. He's turning again. That's crazy. Maybe you'll get to see him if you look back out this way from the top of the hill. Hey, have a good afternoon there, Patrick. KN4, VWA, I'm clear.
Chinook, ND7J,
73. How are you? Yeah, it is. I believe that you're right. That's a Chinook. And, man, I've seen on TV they carry Jeeps and artillery and everything else with those heavy lifters. Hey, he is. He's circling around. Good Lord, he's got that thing in a 45-degree bank about 1,500 feet off the ground out there. He is right now probably over Highway 14 and 11 intersection. That's crazy.
Here the other day, one of them. They are monster machinery. Steve, I got to run. I just backed into the driveway. Good to hear you. Give me a holler when you get a chance. ND7J, 73.
Have a good afternoon. And I'm getting back to work so that I don't get in a doghouse. KN4, VWA, I'm clear.
Watch out for the black helicopter.
HKX, N4ZLK.
HKX, afternoon, Shane. How are you?
I'm doing well. Hope you are.
Good. Heading over here to meet the other MACO guys and enjoy the afternoon, or rest of the evening, I guess.
To Texas Roadhouse?
They wanted to meet at Topgolf today. I've never been there, so I don't know what to expect here.
I played a little golf years ago, but I am no golfer. I'd like to do it again maybe someday, but we've taken the kids there, met up with the family there, and it's a lot of fun. The food's not the best, but it's a lot of fun anyway.
We usually make for a lot of laughs anyway, just amongst us.
Competitors?
A bit of that, but mainly the stupid things we see and hear on the tow truck.
That I'm sure of. Well, I was going to tell you, I have that antenna up. Sometime when you get a chance, let me know what you have. Send me the information on what you have. But I was able to pick up pretty good this weekend. I actually talked to somebody in Slovenia on 20 meters. It's pretty much a 20 meter antenna that will tune up on 40 and 10, but that's about it.
I can't get out near that far because the mountain's blocking me. We're sitting in a hole.
I tell you, I meant to say this also. It actually, I put my antenna analyzer on it and went through all the bands, and it will actually tune up on the very low portion of 2 meter, 144 megahertz. So someday I'd like to try some sideband with it, because maybe you and I could connect up on sideband like that on 2 meters.
That's something I've been interested in, but haven't been able to achieve yet.
Up a little bit on 6 meter as well. Not perfect, but with the tuner I can get it there. But 2 meter, it was like really low SWR without even a tuner on it.
I had to try mine. I haven't even tried it.
I'll jump in here. He's probably not listening, but I was listening to one station somewhere in Eastern Europe, and he acknowledged, you know, the contest was going on. He acknowledged Bob. I heard him. I've heard him acknowledging ND7J. They were on there, and I happened to hear somebody I knew, so that was pretty good, or at least heard his call. I didn't hear him, but I heard him being acknowledged, so it was pretty fun. I mean, there were people on it from all over the world, and I didn't try to work them because, you know, I didn't want to participate in a contest that I wasn't going to give them a credit for.
Oh, Shane, I got a phone call coming in, so I'm going to say 73s right now, 04HKX, and I'll be clear.
N4ZLK, 73.
Thank you.